the expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Ons. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Roberts, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
2, 3, 4.
안녕하세요. 방탄소년단입니다.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and welcome to Standing BTS.
Yes.
This is a bi-weekly podcast that covers anything and everything having to do with BTS.
In each episode, we mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl. We take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and sometimes even retell a favorite fanfic.
Really, no BTS topic is off limits. So who are we? We're two best friends who fell in love with BTS and joined the fandom back in 2017.
As Baby Army, we were having so much fun fangirling, listening to their music, watching MVs, and spamming each other with BTS pictures.
Though it wasn't long after that our friendship had to become long distance once I got offered a job on the other side of the country. We really didn't want to lose this time with each other. Literally, talking about BTS was our favorite thing to do.
And still is. But when thinking about a way to stay connected and continue to talk about BTS together, we started this podcast.
It began as a method for us to keep in touch, but it turned into a way for us to connect with the fandom. And as the podcast developed, our knowledge of BTS expanded.
We finally joined Stan Twitter, where we were able to connect with the thoughts and opinions of other ARMY. We also found more reputable sources for research.
If you listen to our episodes from earliest to most recent, you'll notice that it's an auditory journal of our friendship and the journey of being an ARMY.
With each episode, we strive to provide research-driven information coupled with necessary fangirling, balancing in-depth analysis sprinkled with fun banter about Bangtan.
We really are just two best friends talking about BTS, and everyone is accepted into the conversation. This is a safe space for all of ARMY.
It doesn't matter how old you are, where you're from, what your race or gender identity is. If you're a brand new ARMY or a veteran ARMY, you have a space here.
Go ahead and scroll through our episodes, and you're sure to find something that interests you. If you want to learn more about lyrics and production, then listen to an album review. If you need to fangirl over choreo, check out a dance practice episode.
We really cover it all. Ships, fanfic, Run BTS, ARMY stories, music videos, concerts, award shows, and more.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode.
Follow us on Twitter at Standing BTS Pod, Standing BTS Podcast on Instagram, and like our Facebook page, Standing BTS Podcast.
Join us, iconic ARMY, to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.